One of the greatest enemies of faith is fear.
And fear
is a very
big tool which the devil is using to destroy
every person who comes up and wants to praise the Lord.
Some of you, I don't know when this fear came into your life.
People who have been by fear
and intimidation will be set free.
Your love endures forever. We bless you because there's nothing impossible with you. You are from everlasting to everlasting. Amani gawe galiho. Shoborozi bwawe buriho. Stinsa chawe chiriho. Stinguzi bwawe buriho. You are Jehovah Nisi, our victorious flag. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Is your blessing in this place, Lord. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you bind every demonic power. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic agent and all its workers over this place. Shumurumuriru. Kubasiriza mizine guys. We cover this place with the precious blood of Jesus. And we pray that at the end of this sermon, people who have been bound by witchcraft, they will be released. People who have been walking under generational curses for many, many years will be released. People who have been by fear and intimidation will be set free. And people who are bound by witchcraft will go back home glorifying the name of the Lord. We thank you because you are Lord God Almighty. We have reached in some come to the world. Take over this place. We thank you and we bless you. Because we prayed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. I'd like to thank God so much for coming here this evening to talk to you about uprooting the spirit of fear. Fear is one of the greatest enemies of faith is fear. And fear is a very big tool which the devil is using to destroy every person who comes up and wants to praise the Lord. And it is one of the biggest problems that we have been facing in the Christian world today. Christianity is going down. Every year we are losing because of the spirit of fear that has invaded the church. And I'd like tonight to talk about fear and talk about how we can get out of fear. Now, when we pray for people, sometimes people, we pray for them and pray for them and pray for them, they don't get healed. Sometimes we wonder, why are people not getting healed? I've discovered recently that sometimes we pray for people, but we haven't reached where the mask is. Some of you have seen these masks of MTN, masks of mango. What else is here? Warid, orange. I use Warid, although I'm not worried, but there are so many Murongotis around here. And that Murongoti is where the whole network, every person who is in the UK, who is in America, when they ring you, there is a controlling center. And if you have not understood the controlling center of this demon, where the network is, it's very hard to uproot that demon. So tonight I'd like to challenge all of you. If you are gripped with fear, and fear has been your greatest enemy, and the greatest tool the devil is using against you, you must do spiritual mapping and go back into your life and find the root of fear. Where does my fear come from? Where does my fear come from? Umurongoti gulinkai. So that when you are releasing fire from heaven, it goes directly to where the Murongoti is. Many people have been wasting bullets, throwing bullets elsewhere, leaving the enemy where the enemy is. And so as you go through this conference, one of the greatest researches I want you to do is, where does my fear
come from. I would like you to look at somebody on your left and ask him or her, where does your fear come from?
Yes, mubuzi, obwoba bwawe ni burugahe. Habwo nche stima chikwire munda, obwoba bwawe ni burugahe. And there are some of you who are so scared. You have been scared for a long time. Where does your fear come from? Ask that person a second question. What are you frightened about? What are you fearing? Now beat your chest and ask yourself, where does my fear come from? What am I frightened of? It's a big question. Once you discover where your fear comes from, you will be like David when he discovered where the giant was. And when he threw only one stone that hit the real murongoti of all the fear that had gripped Israel. And he gave him one stone and the giant fell. And Israel got out of fear. Amen? And so I'd like you today, as we talk, to discover where does your fear come from. I used to be a very frightened boy. So frightened. And I was wondering, where did my fear come from? And my mother told me that when she was pregnant of me, my father tried to kill me. 9 times he kicked my mother's pregnancy indiscriminately, and my mother lost blood 9 times, knowing that this boy is going to die. You know these people who drink so much? Every day they are drunk, and we gave them a degree called DDO, Daily Drinking Officers. And some of you have parents who have that degree, Daily Drinking Officer. Others have RDO, Regional Drinking Officers. And Kavale, you have a degree in drinking. That's why they were saying yesterday on the radio that 85 people have been killed by Waraji in Kavale alone. And this morning somebody was telling me that when they were teaching about Waraji that is killing people, somebody rang and said, "You can say whatever you say. I even still have this bottle in my hands. You are wasting your time. If I die, let me die." 2 days later, he died. And so, even when I was born, my father didn't bother to take me to the hospital. And my mother gave birth to me in a banana plantation. One of my pet names, I was called Kanyarutochi. But you know, these women who helped me when I was being born, I was fat. As you can see me, I'm still healthy. I am still healthy since childhood. And when they lifted me, they found I was a good boy. So they called me Birunji. And I am still a Chana Chirunji. But that was a root of fear, because my father terrorized me before I was born. So I was born a frightened boy, surviving death 9 times. Some of you, I don't know when this fear came into your life. It may be your mother was raped and you were born out of rape. It may be you were born in a family of polygamy where witchcraft and envy and all sorts of things are situated. Maybe you had so many problems during your upbringing. When I was a small boy, my father was fighting almost every night. The song in our home was Tata Itamama. And my father would force us to sing songs from hymn number 1 up to 100. Even when he came around 3 a.m. in the morning. Fear! He was a terrorist. I don't know your fathers, but some of your fathers and mothers and maybe terrorists as well. Terrorizing you all over the place. You are a younger boy, you know, you want to joke, you want to run up and down. Everybody, shut up! Everybody, you are foolish, you are nobody. And those things, they planted a root of fear in your life. Even before, like when we were young, before you would ask, I would ask my father a pen or something, he would say about 100 words. All sorts of things. By the time I said that I want a book, I am already a river of urine is already coming out. I don't know where your fear comes from. And one time my father tried to kill my mother, he almost killed her. And we decided to fight back. In our culture, a man is not supposed, children are not supposed to beat their father. So, but he was killing her, so we had to fight. And picked every weapon in our house. Every kopo, a sowan, a safuria. Whatever you would land on is what you use to beat him. And because I was young, I didn't want to fight using any weapon. So I went to the fire and got fire from the fireplace in Amufrika. And there's nobody who doesn't fear fire. And he ran away from us. And my mother was saved. You may be coming from a home like mine of domestic violence. And my father married many wives. By the time he ended at number 6. And he gave birth to 32 children. And chaos in the home. When you are many and the land is not enough, you know the consequences. I started school in 1972, P1. I was born in 1962. 10 years. Beginning P1 when you are 10 years. And I don't know how many times we prayed for our father to die so that we can become orphans. The government take care of me. I don't know how many times my mother prayed for her husband to die so that she can become a widow and get money and favor from the government. I don't know where your fear comes from, but me, that was the root of my fear. From my father's terrorism and brutality, and from polygamy, and all its consequences. And also when I was 5 years of age, coming at 6, one of my old sisters defiled me. And you know, these big sisters who rape small boys. And they coerce you into sexual immorality. And my casing swelled. And it was very painful. I was walking. And he told me to tell my mother that I was beaten by red ants. And she told me that if ever you say this, I will kill you. And I knew how tough she was. And from that time, I developed a phobia, a fear of women. A fear of women. I already had a fear of men because my father was a terrorist. Now I had a fear of women. And we are so many, I have so many girls, I have 7 sisters. Fear, I don't know where your fear comes from. But you must, as David stood and saw the giant in 1 Samuel chapter 17, you must chondoza, go back and say, where does this fear come from? And later on, when my father and my mother's problems became so many, my father decided to migrate from Kabale to Bunyaruguru in Bushenyi. And sold our land and sold all sorts of things. And when we were going with him, he threw us out. Abandoned us. 9 children. And we saw him after so many years. You were abandoned. You are disowned because they sold all the things and they took your money. And you are cursed. He poured the ash on us and said the blessing he has left is that we should be blown away like ash. And he went away. So you are rejected. You are cursed. You are abandoned. And you are disowned. I don't know how many tears we cried and cried and cried and cried. And how many women after that Sunday and said also solve riddles, saksak sambajira, chashamini chenda kunga and they were laughing at us. And I don't know how many women told each other, please, now that this woman, her husband has gone away, you who have husbands, please, be careful. This woman who has chased away her husband. And so we lived with a woman who was rejected. We became children who were rejected. And you know, in the village, when you are rejected children, everything that is lost in the village, you are the one. Even who defecates on the roadside, you are the one. Even who urinates elsewhere, you are the one. Even who has eaten somebody's banana, you are the one. Rejected children. All sorts of abuses they give you. Some of you, maybe the root of your fear is rejection. You are rejected right from childhood. You were born rejected. Your pregnancy was by mistake. It was an accident. And I have seen some parents who have children who were born by accident. And they hate them. And they discriminate them. I don't know where the root of your fear is. It may be abandonment. You may be having a father like me, but he has abandoned you. He has not paid your school fees. He spends all the time drinking and drinking and drinking. Maybe you are from an abusive home. The only word from your father, your mother, is tear gas. Your father has a degree called Bachelor of Tear Gasology. The word that comes from his mouth is tear gas. You have never heard anything positive about your life. And that is where your fear is coming from. I would like you tonight to think, where does my fear come from? It may be a fear of failure. You failed somewhere. And because you failed 3 times, you fear that you are going to fail again. It may be from shame. You got so ashamed. You were so embarrassed at one time. And that is the root of your fear. I slept in a sack academia for 5 years. Because I didn't have where to sleep, so I would push myself in an old sack. And suffered from jiggers in my feet, in my fingers, lice in my head. And we didn't have food, so we used to get food from dustbins. Because we are many children, and my mother didn't have enough food for us. You know, there are some people today who have appetite, but they don't have the food. Others have the food, but they don't have appetite. So they throw food in their kasasiros. It may be shame. We used to be embarrassed and share those kasasiros. Me and my smaller sisters who could go out and we were not ashamed to go and pick food from kasasiros and sharing those kasasiros with the dogs and cats and the mbata and all sorts of animals and pigs. And that crushed your self-esteem like it crushed mine. If you wanted good food, you go to a funeral. Or if you wanted good food, you go to a wedding. And there's one time when I went to a wedding, which I was not invited. And one of my godparents was a head cook. When I asked him for food, he looked at my jiggers. And said, with those feet like those of a duck, will you be anybody? And picked a huge bone and hit me on the neck. I fell down. Asked the ground to swallow me. It refused to swallow me. Maybe you have been embarrassed publicly. And you asked the ground to swallow it, could not. And people called you a duck. People called you whatever names. He called me a duck. Have you seen a tail of a duck? So you may be have been gathering fear. Fear gathering up and gathering up and gathering up and gathering up from all corners. It may be that it is from a generational curse. Your family is cursed. Your grandfathers and grandfathers, if a curse of 14 generations has been hovering in your family. It may be a curse of premature death. People have been dying early, and now that you are growing, you are reaching the dying age of your forefathers.
It may be that in your family, nobody has ever married properly in church. All of you marry illegally, kasafuria style. You go at night, mweshagara, and you are now growing, and you are frightened that you will follow your sisters and aunts and grandfathers, mothers. It may be that you have a curse of polygamy in your family, and there are so many wives in your family, three. And you know that if I marry, I'm also going to be a polygamist. My great-great-great-grandfather had 36 wives. And our family is well known for polygamy, for sexual immorality. I have 7 sisters, 6 of them became pregnant before marriage. They have children, some children have been pregnant 4 times, can you imagine? So sexual immorality is ours. And you are so frightened that your aunt became pregnant, you are also going to become pregnant. And out of fear, you are using contraceptives for family planning even before you get the family. But because you fear that you are going to twara, so you are using these family planning and condoms and whatever which are used for those who are married. It may be a generational curse of sicknesses, asthma, sicknesses, sickle cells, sicknesses, whatever. Your grandfather died of it. Your grandmother died of it. Your grand-grandfather died of it. And people are telling you it killed so-and-so, it killed so-and-so. Now that you have started coughing, it is already coming. Or maybe you got into sexual immorality 3 years ago and you fear that somebody you had sex with had HIV. So when you see pimples come, you start getting frightened. When you start getting the holy, I am finished. When you start seeing any symptoms you have ever read about HIV, you think you are finished. Maybe some of you have these generational sicknesses of abdominal pains or failure to get married, and now that you are MP, your monthly period is changing, you think that your uterus is going to be removed like your aunt. You are so frightened of these generational curses. I want to promise you tonight, we are going to pray for you. These curses, we are going to declare on them. Tonight, and I'm telling you, God is going to deliver you tonight. It may be you are frightened of exams. So frightened that you are, before you sit an exam, you are so frightened. I was counseling a student in Chambogo. In P7, her mother stole exams. In S4, her mother stole exams. In Senior 6, her mother stole exams. So it was his first time to sit exams in Chambogo University. Before he would read out the paper. And the boy was panicking. The boy was almost dying. So the dean rang me and said, "This boy has a problem. We don't know what the problem is. Can you pray for him?" And the boy told me, "You see, Reverend, I am frightened. This is the first exam in my life I have done without knowledge, without prior knowledge of exams." Maybe you also are so frightened of exams. Every time they are cheating for you. Every time they are cheating for you. It may be witchcraft. There are some people whose families are full of witchcraft. And so you fear that you are going to be bewitched. Even before you are bewitched, you fear witchcraft. If you find a rat dying dead in front of your house, if you see a rat crossing the road, you say you are finished. If you hear an owl sneezing near your house, you are finished. If you hear a fox crying, then you are finished. If you hear these dogs crying in your compound, you know, we are finished. If you see a bird coming into your house, or you see a toad, at night they are looking for warmth, a toad comes into your house, you are so frightened of witchcraft. And there are some girls today who, when they are in their dormitories, people come and cut off their hair. So your hair was cut off.
You are frightened. You are bewitched. Your photograph disappeared. You are frightened. You are bewitched. Your knickers disappeared. You are frightened. You are bewitched. Your fingernails disappeared. You are frightened. You are bewitched. Fear of witchcraft. I want to tell you tonight, we are going to declare war on witchcraft. And if there is something people fear, it's witchcraft. It may be a fear of poverty. You are so frightened of poverty. Every time you are frightened of school fees, every time they are chasing you away, every time they are chasing you away, you don't know even where school fees for next year will come from. You are frightened of poverty. The whole family is poverty stricken. You don't have sugar at home. You don't have even a lamp in a tadova. You don't even have, you are the only one with a mattress in your family. Fear of poverty, and I feared poverty. And when I was joining senior one, my sister who was going to pay for my fees, people hired the mini soldiers and they murdered her. 8 bullets, and I knew that it is over. My future is over. So there are some of you who are frightened of the future. You are frightened of tomorrow. And I tried to commit suicide 9 times because I said my father rejected me. My relatives abandoned me. Now my only sister who was looking after me, she's now dead. So I would rather kill myself than seeing people I defeated go to school and I remain at home. And the last time I wanted to kill myself was on the waterfalls. I was saved by an old woman who told me that Penina has been shot dead, but Jesus has not been shot dead. And she was suckling an 8-month baby. I found the baby was suckling a dead woman. Fear! It may be fear of death. People have frightened you that they are going to kill you. And when my mother tried to borrow money to take me to high school, Makowele High School, people refused to lend her money. So I spent a whole year at home, dying every day. Every day I would see students, I would know I am finished. Every time I would see uniforms, people putting on a uniform, I would die. And because of that, I isolated myself from people. I spent most of the time indoors. And because of that, alcohol became my friend. And by the time, after 1 year, when my mother got money and my sisters did all sorts of things, and people used them. Some of them were raped, others were used like toilet papers because they didn't have money. They were not educated. Fear! Even when I joined high school after struggle, after 1 year, fear. And when that fear was, because I got so depressed, and I went into all sorts of things when you are depressed, fear started growing up. In 1980, I was one of the ringleaders of a strike that took place in Makowele High School, picking stones, hitting window screens, roofers. What had the roofers done for me? And we burnt the bastard's house with my own fingers. What has the house done for me? Just finding people parking cars and you throw stones at them and breaking their glasses. There was something in me called fear. And this volcanic anger. I was so angry. Whenever anger would come, I would be like a volcano erupting. And there are some of you who are here. A volcano has been, magma has been mounting up. From the childhood, magma is boiling and you are at the boiling point, a volcano is going to come. Anything small that comes up, you will pick stones and start killing. Students of Butoveli, pick stones, start burning their vehicles, pick stones, start doing anything. Pick a girl and rape her. We used to go to bars and dancing halls and with paper. Just to get paper, you crush it. You go to a dance and you throw paper down and people cough and cough and cough and cough. But the root of that was fear. Because I joined a gang called Chibanda Boys, and that gang became my security. Because they loved me, whenever I didn't have money to drink, they would borrow me, they lend me money, I would use their trousers and so on to pose that I was rich even when I was not. And it was so hard to leave that group because of fear. And there are some of you are in very bad groups because of fear. And you can't get out of them. And they have taken you very far. Fear of poverty. Fear of rejection. Fear of death. Fear of a peer group. Fear of the future. And there are some of you who fear demons. The demons come and have sex with you. Why are you laughing? Demons today, they are demons which come and have sex with people. They begin with dreams, and the dreams become repetitive. So you find you have a spiritual husband. The spiritual husband is having sex with you. You are already married. And that's why some people have failed to get married, because they already have husbands. They already have wives. And a wife, your spiritual wife, will always put a mask of rejection on you. Nobody will marry you. A spiritual husband will kick. That's why you have had boyfriends, you throw away. Boyfriends, you go out, you find from senior 1 to senior 6, you already have 8 boyfriends. That is polygamy already. You are a polygamist. Pick and drop. Because there is a spiritual husband. A spiritual husband who pushes away every genuine friend. And that's why some people have failed to get married. And even those who are married, they can also have spiritual husbands. I have prayed for people who are married, but somebody comes and sleeps with them, even when they are sleeping in the same bed with their wives and their husbands. The Muzimu comes and sleeps with them. I was in Mbali last year, and the wife of the dean of the cathedral was having a problem with this demon. The demon would come, open the door, and then would give chloroform to her husband. Her husband would feel as if he was asleep, half asleep, full asleep, and he would push him down from the bed and have sex with his wife. After that, it would go. Whenever it would shut the door, is when the man would raise up as if he's raising from the dead. These demons are so dangerous. And some of you are here, but you are demon-possessed. That is why you are so sexy. Because these marine spirits from the lakes, they have already invaded you. You are in pornography. You are dressed like a goat. You are moving all over the place. Obscenity, every mansuro. What is private is now public. Because there is a demon pushing you. You start wearing a ring even when you are not married. You are already engaged to a demon. You start wearing things of demons. And the demons influence your thinking. Once the demon comes into your life, you change. You speak what you shouldn't have spoken. You go to where you shouldn't have gone. And when the demon leaves you, you start regretting, how on earth did I do this? And there are so many demons from the lakes that are responsible for sexual immorality and bloodshed. And these demons from the lakes called marine spirits, they even affect menstruation. Some of you may have had menstruation periods. They are changing all the time. Or they are longer than usual. Or sometimes you don't have it for 2 years. You wonder what is happening. Or you have it and you think there is something scratching your stomach. You get sick. Because these blood sucking demons have already invaded you, and you are saying, even when I get married, I'm going to have problems. And then there are forest spirits, demons from the forest that come in form of animals, in form of snakes. You dream snakes attacking you. You meet snakes in your houses. Today, a snake came in my local church in the village and invaded worshippers in the church. And good enough, there was a brave man who killed the snake. Last year, there was a wedding in All Saints Cathedral in Nakaseru. A snake came to attend the wedding. When the bagole went on the altar to be prayed for, a snake came, entered the house, the church, and went under the holy table.
And people say, temujita. Don't kill it. It is attending the wedding of their grandchildren. And there are some of you are here. You have those snakes. They are running after you. You see people running after you with stones and sticks. And you have nightmares. Every time you dream, you are dreaming of people running after you, dreaming of animals running after you, cows and dogs and all sorts of things. And you have a phobia now. You fear cats, you have a phobia because the cats are, you fear dogs, you fear animals, you fear even these spiders, you fear all sorts of things. You have been demonically tuned to fear every animal brought by forest spirits. And there are other spirits called mountain spirits. These demons are responsible for arrogance and pride. And the demon enters you and becomes so arrogant. You walk the way you shouldn't walk. You sit the way you shouldn't sit. You become whom you are not. You try to impress people you have not seen. You are so arrogant. You claim you come from a good family when you are poor. You claim you are clever when you are not. These arrogant spirits, the spirit of Absalom, enters you and you are puffed up. You are the strongest person ever. Everywhere they say, Angenua, you go there. Black Silica, you go there. You run away from. You are posing in all sorts of places. And there are other demons called desert spirits. These desert spirits, they are responsible for isolation. They isolate you from people. And you have false humility. You become antisocial. You are always alone. And they bring depression. And they bring isolation. You are isolated. You find you are in a school. You are always miserable. And they ask you why. You don't know why. But you are always miserable. You are always crying. They isolate you, these desert spirits. And I don't know how many tears you have cried and cried and cried. And then there are demons from the graves. These demons are of dead people. People who died long ago. And they come back to claim you. If somebody died of alcohol, he comes to claim you so that you can die like that. You start drinking slowly and then you become a hero of drinking alcohol. You start dreaming, greeting them, giving them a hug. You start dreaming, sitting with dead people, those who died, and you are having a meal. You start dreaming of your mother's wedding when it happened in 1960. You see, and they are dead. And these demons from the graves, they are so dangerous. Because some of them died when they failed to marry. So they want to destroy your marriage. Some of them died when they were wanderers, vagabonds. So they want you to move all the time. You are moving. During the holiday, you are moving. You are never at home. You are moving all over the place. Every market you go there, every bar you go there, you are always moving all over the place. And there are others who died when they had problems with their stomach. You find your stomach is always paining. There are others who died of accidents. You start so frightened, dreaming of accidents. And there are others who come and they are smiling at you. My mother who died some years back, I had a dream when she was coming to greet me. And she was so excited and I loved her so much. So in a dream, I told her, I buried you in 2002. You are dead. Why are you here? And she was coming smiling to greet me. I said, you are Mzimu or Kafa. I buried you in 2002 in Kachiri. Go back at your place. I have nothing to do with you. And all of a sudden, my mother disappeared from the air. You must know that fear is brought by so many things. And there are other demons called catering spirits. They give you food when you are eating. When you are asleep, you start eating food. There are others called monitoring spirits. They start monitoring you everywhere you are going. You are entering a house. You feel that somebody is around. Fear of demons there. And then there are tormenting spirits that torment you. you start sorrowful. You are tormented by headaches, tormented from all over the place. I don't know where your fear comes from. But I want to challenge you tonight that you must uproot the spirit of fear. Amen? And I want to conclude by just giving you of a man who was frightened. And this is 1 Samuel chapter 17. You may write that chapter down. Chapter 17, you read the whole of it. It's about a young man called David. David was frightened because he was not from a rich family. He was coming from one of the poorest families. He was not coming from a royal family at all. He was not educated. Maybe he knew how to read and write. He was not physically tall or physically fat. He was not a very strong man physically. He was not a military man. He had never joined any army. He was not a celebrity like these people who sing and those who go on radios that make people famous. And he was not even a preacher or a good speaker like me. He was just a shepherd boy. He was a shepherd boy. But there's something which happened to him. The Bible says that when King Saul rebelled against God, and God made a vow that King Saul, from today, I cut off the kingdom from you. I am going to choose a man after my own heart. And he sent Samuel to the house of Jesse, who was the father of this boy. And they lined up all the boys because the prophet said, we are going to get a king from your sons. They lined up the fat ones. They lined up the tall ones. They lined up the educated ones. They lined up those who were physically attractive. And his father said, they are finished. The prophet said, are you sure you don't have any other sons? And when the prophet insisted, this man said, there is one left, but he smells like cow dung. He smells like he's in the field grazing the goats and the cows. I suspect that maybe he was so dirty, like shepherd's eye, because I grazed goats and whenever I would suffer from jiggers, they would put sheep dung and the goat dung and the pepper in my fingers of the feet. I think that maybe he was suffering from jiggers because his father was ashamed of him. He was ashamed of this boy because he didn't want the prophet to see this cowboy who may have been suffering from lice and jiggers because he was always in the fields smelling, spending days without a bath. He said, Vahoyo, they are finished. The prophet insisted, I feel in my spirit that there is somebody you have left behind. So he said, okay, there is this other one. Mjende Mukete. Mukete. Go and call it as if she was an animal. And when they brought this boy, something like a baby inside the prophet said, I don't look at outside appearance. I look inside. This is the man after my own heart. And the Bible says they poured anointing oil on this boy. The moment they poured the anointing on this boy, the Bible tells us the Spirit of God came and dwelt in him. Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the living God brought a revolution. If you are to run away from fear, after recognizing the root of your fear, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Tell somebody near, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. You must receive the anointing of God. The boy received the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you read Ezekiel chapter
1 from verse 10, verse 10, 11, and verse 12, it shows you that there was a man. Ezekiel saw in the vision, this man, one face on his left, he had a face of a lion. On the right, he had a face of a bull. At the back, he had a face of an eagle. So in front, he's a man. On the left, right, he's a lion. On the left, he's a bull. At the back, he's an eagle. Allah! And that is the anointing I would like to propose you tonight. You need the anointing of a lion. Tell somebody near you need the anointing of a lion. Because the lion, and the Bible says that this creature was following the Spirit of God, was led by the Spirit of God, was following the Spirit of God, and whenever it would raise its wings, the wings would go in the skies. I want to tell you, if you want to run away from fear, you must get the anointing of a lion. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1, that the righteous are as bold as a lion. Tell somebody near you, the righteous are as bold as a lion. The lion, you know, the lion is fearless. And the lion roars, when the lion roars, if it roars now in Calvary, you would hear even the calabashes in the drawers shaking. You need a proclamation anointing so that you can roar like a lion. You roar against these demons. When the lion roars, all these small animals, they start running away and hiding their tails under their legs. That is why when Daniel, and the Bible says, by the way, in Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, that the Lion of Judah, Jesus Christ, the Lion of Judah. And when you are hidden in Christ, you are hidden in the Lion of Judah. Hallelujah. That is why when this man, Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, because he went hidden in the Lion of Judah. The lions don't eat lions. When they saw him come, they saw the Lion of Judah. And they put their tails because the lion was so strong. And they started quaking they fasted. And so you need the anointing of a lion. Be as courageous as a lion. Stand and tell this boy, I don't want to have sex with you anymore. I am born again. You boys, you are drunkards. I leave your group as bold as a lion. And that is what happened to David. David received the anointing of God. And he got the anointing of a lion. That is why he told King Saul that whenever a lion would come to eat my sheep, I tore it into pieces. Because he had the anointing of a greater lion, the Lion of Judah. Amen. And on the right, at the back, it had the anointing of a bull on the left. A bull is the strongest animal, tamed animal, domestic animal. And a bull, one of its jobs is to trample. Everywhere it goes, it tramples. If bulls are passing by running and they step on your bare feet, you know what they can do. This is chumbatirira. I pray that God will give you the anointing of trampling over demons and principalities and powers as you march in cavalry in your school. Marching as to war, trampling everything you are facing. That's why we always sing Mumuchumba Tirile, to Mumuchumba Tirile stand. Ya Turusi. And you know the bull also has an anointing of production. Without a bull, there are no cows. There are no cows. God is going to give you an anointing of production. Without a bull, there is no agriculture. In some places, they use the bulls to dig and grow crops and produce. But the other side, it had a face of an eagle. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. That those who wait upon the Lord shall have their strength what? Renewed. They shall mount up like eagles, flying to the nations of the world. Hallelujah. You need the anointing of an eagle, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. An eagle has the highest sight. So it has a prophetic anointing. It sees things nobody can see. And the eagle flies above the storms. It is born to fly. And let me tell you, each one of you, when you believe in Jesus, you get the eagle anointing. You are born to fly. You are not like a duck. You are not like chicken. You are born to fly. You are not like river birds. All these small birds, they come from a mango tree. The only height they can fly is to go to an avocado. You are not an avocado bird. You are born to soar like eagles. And some of you, God is going to take you to the nations of the world, traveling nations in the name of Jesus. So David got his power to run against fear by the anointing. And there are many, many, many people who are here who are fighting against the Holy Spirit. Especially Anglicans. Anglicans, most of them are allergic. Because they think the Holy Spirit is for Pentecostals. But you know that the church was born on Pentecost. Every person who is baptized, born again, is a Pentecostal. Don't sell these things to Pentecostals. You are all Pentecostals because the church was born on Pentecost. And you cannot get what you preach against. If you preach against the Holy Spirit, you won't get him. If you stage a guerrilla war against spiritual gifts, you will never get them. That is why you have never spoken in tongues, because you wage the war against it. That's why you have never healed sick people, because you stage the war against the healing. That's why you have never seen a miracle, because you stage the war against the miracles. David received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and it changed his life. One of the things which saved me from fear was when I received Jesus Christ. On the 2nd of April 1982, in a bus, not in a church. When me and my boys, we had a gang called Chiwanda Boys, we had registered in Obote's army. We were UPC boys. And we said, let's register in the army. After we have finished our exams, we shall go into the army. And my reason why I wanted to join the army was not to pose, to get a gun and kill those who murdered my sister and kill 19 people whom I had on the list, because my food was bitterness, and bitterness is food for demons. I was full of anger and bitterness and envy and jealousy, because I said I will never rest until I kill these people. I don't know how many graves you have, but those graves were brought by fear. But in a bus, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I remember I stood in the bus. I said, from today, I forgive so and 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 so. And when I finished them, I collapsed. And there was a man called Mujenzi. An old man was in the bus. He came and picked me from the ground where I was crying, put me in his arms. And he said, what has hit this boy? He's not new. It also hit me in 1937 when I received Jesus in the East African Revival. And he gave them a testimony. And he's the one who took me home. And I told my mother about my salvation. And that very day my mother gave her life to Jesus Christ. She was involved in witchcraft. She was involved in witchcraft, trying to protect me and our home. She burnt all the witchcraft she was involved in. She was involved in all sorts of things. That day she gave her life to Jesus and forgave her husband. And my sisters, one by one, they are born again. As we talk, it is only one person in the family who is not born again. God started a revolution. I was frightened of exams. Always. I was the 32nd when I got saved. Next term, I became the second in class. And I started doing very well because the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 that you did not receive the spirit of fear. You received the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Give him a very big clap. He's a mighty God. And from that time, I moved on. I have 4 degrees now. I'm one of the educated people in my village. One of the most educated people in the village. And I'm going to get my PhD next year, I'm sure. I am going to be a doctor. I want to challenge all of you today who are so frightened. Receive the anointing of God. And when I received the anointing of God, one of the things I did was to go from village to village. All these people I had on my list, telling them, I wanted to kill you, but Jesus has forgiven me, I forgive you. Where did I get the courage? I got it from the anointing that came upon my life. I had stolen books, 25 books from Makobole High School, from the library. I took them back. Where did I get the courage? I had stolen plates and cups and forks and underwears of people and shoes and all sorts of things. I took them back in broad daylight. And they put an assembly. They said somebody, Mr. Munavi said somebody has been stealing things. We have caught him. And I got the things. I had boxes. Got things from the box. I laid them down as if it was a trade show. And the headmaster told me, tell us who arrested you. And I told them how Jesus arrested me. I was wearing witchcraft because when they killed my sister, they promised they were going to kill me. And I was wearing witchcraft all over my body. If I remove my shirt, cuttings over my body. In my socks, in my underwears, there are some underwears the witch doctor said, never remove it. And you know how I used to smell because whenever I would remove it, I would fear. I would wash it at night, put it on in the morning. And what was in those witchcrafts? I mean, Ogembe Banagefukuzi, what was there? Nothing. I used to drink alcohol, as I told you, because of depression. I drank and I joined the wrong group. I would urinate on the bed, poop on the bed, vomit on the bed. One time my mother told me, I pity a woman who will produce a wife for you. Will she help the baby and help you as well? You go on a case. And I used to think that alcohol is in our blood because we are Abasiji, Namnagin Siji. I no longer drink. Where did I get the power? The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 13 that those who believed in him and accepted his name, he gave them the power to become the children of God. He gave them the what? The power. He gave them what? The power. Alcohol is still nice. Sometimes when I'm passing by a bar and I smell alcohol, I feel the smell is nice. But now I have the power over it. I used to smoke. Smoking is still good. 2 years ago, I met a boda-boda man who was smoking one of the cigarettes I liked. My body told me, why can't you ask him? He doesn't know you are reverend. You are not wearing a collar. Why can't you at least pull 2 times? It was still delicious smell coming into my life. But I have now the power. I teach in Chambogo. Chambogo is 20,000 students. So many beautiful girls putting on all perfumes, Mafiti, whatever come, what may. Very attractive ladies. By the time I got saved, I was engaged 15 girls whom I promised to marry. I have never touched anybody apart from Miss Uganda. Where did I get the power? Those who believed in him, he gave them the power to become the children of who? Of God. I want to plead with you. Once you are filled with the Spirit of the living God, he gives you the power over fear. And gives you a spirit of power and sound mind. And you need it. Tell somebody near you, you need it. I want to conclude with good news. When you got the spirit of power, hallelujah, he got a different attitude. Hallelujah. He got a different attitude. He was transferred from chronic negativity, being negative about himself, being negative about how his father forgot him when he was trying to look for a king, he became a positive person. I used to be a very negative person. But when God transformed my life, I became a positive person. Hallelujah. You need the Spirit of God to make you so positive. And positivism will drive out every fear. Because fear is an enemy of faith. That is why when David went into battle, when everybody was saying, Goliath is a giant, Goliath is a giant, he has killed many. For 40 days he has been tormenting us and shouting and we are so frightened. And his brothers were hiding in rocks. The whole army of Israel, 20,000 soldiers were hiding in the rocks, fearing one man. But because David, although he was a shepherd 14 years, he came back with a different attitude. And he looked at the man, he said, that one is too good to miss. I can't miss that one. Me, I'm going to kill him. His brother said, go back to the goats. He said, I am going to do what? To kill him. This uncircumcised Philistine is just food for me. Food. Matoke. A different attitude. I want to pray that if you want to run away from fear, have a positive attitude. And what you confess is what you get. If you confess failure, you fail. If you confess whatever you speak out of your mouth is what you will get. Ebjoli viva, nibjoli jirachi. Ebjoli viva, nibjoli isharura. Ebjoli viva, nibjoli isharura. Wa viva, obgova. Ebjoli viva, joli isharura. Gasharura, obgova. Ebjoli viva. Wa viva, obgamaraya. Ebjoli viva, nibjoli. Ujgasharura, sirimu. Ebjoli viva. Thirdly, he got a new vision. He got a new vision. You must have a new vision altogether. In 1972, a woman in my village, when somebody beat me a bone, she picked me from the ground when I was bleeding and embarrassed. She carried me home. She told me, your uncle has called you a duck. But one day, you will surprise the world. One day, 30 years, 20 years, you will surprise the world. And that prophetic word inside my life, whenever I met problems all the way, my heart would say, Mutima humura, komera shikama, nobwo naniwe cyane, sinsubiri inyuma. I would always tell people, one day you will surprise the world. When I was in secondary, they used to call me one day. But one day, what will you do? I said I will surprise the world. Don't you think I have surprised the world? From the village, the remotest village, living in a self-contained house, where we were sleeping with goats in the same house, and the safrias and everything. And you become a professor at Chambogo University, you think I have not surprised the world? Let me tell you, you must have a new vision. I developed a vision that we are in a poor family. I am not going to die poor. One day I will surprise the world. I started reading like an orphan. I did very well when I was here in Kigezi High School here. During my year and previous year, the Baroko used to fail exams and failed to go to Makere. We said enough is enough. The Scripture Union people, we were the best during that year. And we went to campus. That legacy of failure we canceled in the name of Jesus. You Baroko from Scripture Union, you are not supposed to be failures. You should be examples. You should not wait for the Holy Spirit to read for you. You should read and get very good grades. I went to Makerere. I was a leader there. I was the best student at Makerere in 1989. Best student in the whole university. The power of God, of positivism. It doesn't matter where I was coming from. It doesn't matter whether I was reading on a candle. It doesn't matter that I suffered from jiggers. When you see me, do you see jiggers now? But I said, enough is enough. I must pave my way. I developed a new vision. And I decided also to cancel my father's curses. My father said I should be, my inheritance is to be blown away like a dust. I started tearing airplanes. One day I will travel in you. I started tearing my fingers, you fingers, you are going to touch millions, even when I didn't have money. I would prophesy to my fingers, one day, you will get dollars and pounds. As if my father was prophesying that I would travel by air. These days I travel by air many times. You must get out of fear by having a vision for your future, by being transferred from negativity, chronic negativity. And then another reason was that after being filled with the Holy Spirit, he had a spiritual eye. He recognized the giant. He stood and heard the giant roar and say all sorts of excuses. And he recognized that this is a spiritual man. This is not Goliath. Goliath is behind him. There is a demon. And if I am to fight him, I must use spiritual weapons as well. This is not physical war. It is a spiritual war. Hallelujah. Unless you recognize your problem, you recognize your giant, you will miss the target when you are going to throw a stone. He recognized the giant and located where the enemy was. I want to pray for you today as you fight against these giants of fear, of rejection, of demons, of curses, of exams. Know where your enemy is and locate where he is. And when the king came and said, I am told you want to kill a giant. You are a very small boy. You have never been in the battle. Where, how on earth? This man has been a soldier for 40 years. The boy recalled his experiences. If you are to fight against the spirit of fear, recall your past victories. Recall your past victories. The bishop said this morning about a song which we always sing. Recall, count your blessings. Count your blessings. You will wonder. And the boy, this is what he told the king. He said, King Saul, I am going to kill this man, I'm going to kill him. Do you know? When I am grazing my father's sheep, and the lion comes to take the sheep, I fight the lion and kill it and tear it into pieces. The king said, I beg your pardon. Are you telling me the truth? I killed the lion. I have killed lions. Even bears. A bear is one of the huge animals. If it comes and snatches the goat, I run after it and beat it as if I am beating a drum. I have killed lions. He had a testimony. I have killed bears. That God who has helped me is able even to kill this uncircumcised fist, and this one is just food. Do you have a testimony? Ask somebody near you. Do you have a testimony? There's a lot of power in giving a testimony. You say that God who helped me there and then is still available. Navasa, Yesu Navasa, Navasa Gambira Mukamarwa. Yani kusasira muntu we iwo yesi gabachwezi manya yesa mana geina gara kwiho mubizibu ye yesu nawasa nawasa gambira mukamaro hanga endogoye kaburira baramu yalebero kutanga ubwo ruhanga kavana yenda kizavamwe iroko nawasa hizebo. Navasa gambira mukamarwa. Yango kumanyangu yesa ravivasa. Akarajire chenyanja chamutanaka hankungu. Yevarukwe navasa gambira mukama.
So you must, if you want to drive out fear, don't look at all your failures. Look at the victories you have had. And you tell the devil, I know my God is able. He who did this and that, he is able. He commands your destiny. No fear of hell, no schemes of man shall ever pluck you from his hands. In Christ alone your hope is found. Give a big hand clap to Jesus Christ. And then the king said, okay. The king said, okay, fine. You are going to fight, but let me, this man is wearing an armor weighing 50 kilograms. Metal all over his body. So that even if you throw a spear, it will hit on the metal. He has a spear weighing 50 kilos. And the king tried to give him his armor to wear it. But when the boy was trying to walk, he couldn't walk because he was very tiny, 14 years. And King Saul was a very tall man. He couldn't wear. So if you want to fight against the spirit of fear, wear your own armor. Wear your own armor. Put on your own uniform. The boy said, I have my own armor. I have a skin. And he was not wearing an underwear, by the way. I have a skin. I have a skin. I am going to go as I am. The same armor I am using when I am fighting lions is the same armor I am going to go with. And I am going to hide in the Lion of Judah. I am going to hide in the Lion of Judah. I am going to hide in the fire. You know the Bible says that God is a consuming fire. So when Abednego and his friends were thrown into fire, they went smiling because they were hidden in fire. And because fire cannot burn fire, they said even their hair was not burnt. And the boy went, and because he was now flexible, and there are some of you are carrying other people's problems, carrying other people's demons, carrying other people's boyfriends, and I hear that some of you are agents of sexual immorality. You are the ones who connect this boy and that girl. That's your business. You are a connector. Wear your own armor. And the fear will be driven from you. Amen. And then the king said, okay, now let me give you my spear. You go with it. I will give you my spear. I will give you my arrows. The boy said, no, I have my own weapons. So if you want to fight the spirit of fear, come with your own weapons. People are going to tell you, do this. People are going to tell you, do that. Counselors are going to tell you, do that. But let me tell you, our weapons are not carnal. They are strong enough to pull down what? Strongholds. And the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Faith. What else? What else? Faith. Truth. Salvation. Shoes of preaching salvation. What else? They are there in 1 Corinthians. I mean Ephesians chapter 6. So the boy went with stones. He went with 5 stones. New weapons in the battlefield. While they were using spears and they were using arrows, the cowboy went with new weapons. Today, however many speeches will be said, however many vocals they will beat you, you cannot beat the devil using all the weapons. There is a girl I was praying with. Her father beat her and beat her because she was sexually immoral. She told her father, you are beating me, but you are not beating the heart. Even if your parents beat you, you still take drugs. Even if your parents beat you, you still smoke and drink. Even if your parents beat you, you remain sexually immoral. The only weapon that fights against sexual immorality is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who is the convictor. The Holy Spirit who is our empowerment. Give Him a big clap. And off the boy went. I don't want to go into deep theology. The boy went to the battlefield. His brothers were hiding under the rocks, trying to see, now our brother is going to die. Next, if you want to fight against fear, trust God's promises. Trust God's, your source. Where is your source of power? The boy stood and faced the giant. He said, Goliath, today you are coming against me with the spear and javelin. Me, I come against you in the name of the living God, the God of heaven and earth. And I belong to the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am a covenant boy. He who conquered the lions and bears, he's going to give me the victory over you. And he will never embarrass the armies of God again. There are 613 promises in the Bible. Claim them. Read God's word. Trust your source. Imizimu teshe miliku mela kulibatirira. Ilekushamba nisanye chiru. Get those spiritual weapons so that even in a dream, tell this man, I can't have sex with you. You are a demon. Get away from me. Trust your source of power. I was praying for a man and his wife. They had spent 7 years without having a child. I mean, 7 pregnancies. Zirikufa. She lost 7 children. And when I was praying for her, and the demon started screaming like Muslims, Wala Akbar! I said, who are you? I said, who are you? The demon said, I am Abdul. Abdul, you are from where? She told us where he is coming from. I said, what do you want with this girl? He said, before I died, I made a vow that any of my daughters and grandsons, anybody who will marry Muslims, he is going to see me. Why did this small girl get married to a Muslim? Breaking my vows. There are so many people who made vows. The vows are still standing. They made covenants. They died after making those covenants. Those covenants must be broken. Those vows must be cancelled in the name of Jesus. And I told Abudu said, I am the one who is killing children. She will never have children with him. And I told him in the name of Jesus, come out of this child. They're living. Those who are living, they have no fellowship with the dead. Or kafa. Your place is in the graves. Chenda! He called upon fire from heaven to consume him, and he screamed and left. As I talk now, this very, very woman is having a 6 months baby boy. Don't fear! Trust your source. Trust your source. I prayed for a girl who became pregnant because of these demons and gave birth to 2 goats. And when she tried to suckle them, they disappeared in her body. And for 1 year and a half, she never saw them again. She came to Chambogo to do a course. And these demons came and attacked her in front of the chapel. The small goats came and she lifted them and they disappeared in her body. I had students running. I said, what has happened? They said, goats have disappeared in somebody's body. They brought her to the office and we prayed and prayed. And the demons screamed and left, and they said, we are going to kill her uncle who has sent us. I said, go back to the sender. 15 minutes later, she got a phone call that her father was drinking in a bar, and he died instantly. Blood coming from every part of his body. They buried him. As I talk now, I was the guest of honor on her graduation party. I prayed for a woman who had spent 22 years without a child. 22 years. She had a child, a baby girl, and people bewitched her. She never had another child. I prayed for her and declared on these demons. On the day her daughter graduated at McKinley is when she gave birth to another girl who was following that one. And the day when we were giving thanks on a Thanksgiving of her daughter after her graduation, we were dedicating the child that was following that girl. Let me tell you, trust the source of power. There is power in Jesus Christ. Yes, Navas. I went to one of the girls' school and I prayed for girls. I said, if there are some of you here who have never had your menstrual periods, you are now 19, you don't have any blood, you have not seen blood. Today I'm going to pray for you all if you have problems. And 21 girls went into the monthly period. I tell you, some of you, the devil has been eating your blood. The devil has been causing you to have all these sorts of problems. One of our professors is called Tabajuka. One of his daughters was, whenever she was going to sit an exam, a house would come to hit her. And she would scream. You are seated on the table trying to write an exam, and then a house comes to hit you and you scream and you fall down. It became so bad that even in a taxi, whenever she was going somewhere, she seated in a taxi, a house would come to hit her and she would scream. She started sleeping in the church. And we went there and staged a guerrilla war against the family. Her father had spent 26 years without going to church. That day, her family was delivered in his presence. He's now a church warden in the church. And this girl now is in Deje University. She's going to finish her course. Let me tell some of you are frightened of demons. Enough is enough. Today you must stand and say, God who saved Moses, Elijah, Jacob, and many others is the same God I'm worshiping. The God of Daniel, the God of Esther, the God of Mordecai is the same God I'm worshiping. Enough is enough. Tonight, I want to get delivered from this spirit of fear. Number 10, this boy prophesied to his enemy. There is a lot of power of a spoken word. Hallelujah. He started speaking. I have a mirror in my office. And I speak to myself every morning. I sit, look into the mirror, and I tell myself, Medad, you are a blessed man. Medad, there is no weapon formed against you which shall prosper. Medad, all your enemies are going to be scattered in seven directions. I quote scriptures to myself before I start work. You need to start prophesying to your enemy. That root of your fear, speak to it. Ezekiel spoke to dry bones. He said, you dry bones. He went on the cemetery. Hear the word of the Lord. I command you to get united together. So the dry bones started looking for each other. I command that the spirit, the flesh comes on you. This flesh came. I command now that the spirit of God will come upon you. You become alive. They became alive until they became a big army. God, David spoke these words, and I want to end with them because they are very interesting. He said, David, Goliath, today I am going to kill you. Praise the Lord. Had he killed him? No. Did he have any weapons in his hands? They were only stones. Today, speak to your enemy. Speak to exams. I'm going to pass mathematics. I am going to pass biology. I am going to go this place. Speak! I suffered from malaria last month. And when I was sick, since 1980, I have never got sick. I got sick and I was in bed. It was terrible. Demonic malaria. I have a boy who is 4 years. He's coming to 5. He came to bed one morning and said, Daddy, I've come to pray for you. I didn't hear most of the words he spoke, but I would hear him, in the name of Jesus, 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 name of Jesus. Fire, 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 fire. And after he has prayed for me, he said, Daddy, you are now healed. Chiwede. And he went. But I remained in bed. I remained in bed. Because I was feeling weak. Then visitors came to see me. When they came, they said, how is Daddy? He said, Daddy is in the bed. But I have prayed for him and I have told him Chiwede. So he came running in the bedroom. He said, Daddy, I prayed for you. And I said, Chiwede, you are healed. Get out of bed. And he started pulling me from bed by force. He said, visitors are in the sitting room. And because I didn't want to embarrass his face, I wanted to respect his face, so I came from the bed. As I moved my feet from the bed and put them on the carpet, Immediately I got healed.
I never went back. Went back to the bed. Let me tell some of you, speak to your fear and say, you fear, get away from my life. I'm a child of God. This boy also told Goliath, he said, I am going to cut off your head. Did you have any spears? Any swords? No! He said, I will cut off your head. And he said, today, your body is not going to be eaten. I mean to be buried. It's going to be eaten by dogs and fly and birds in the air. And the bodies of all the Philistine army, they are going to be butchered. They are going to be eaten by flies and dogs. And had he killed them? No! You need to speak to your impossibility. Tell this demon of immorality in your house, pregnancies after pregnancies, enough is enough. Cancel that curse. Declare war on alcohol. Speak to alcohol. You spirit of alcohol, get away from our family. My children are not going to be drunkards. Unless you rise up in prayer and start prophesying to your enemies, you won't have victory over fear. Fear will always be your friend. Hallelujah. And the last one is, he went. He didn't only speak. He took a step of faith. Now, when you speak something, try to practice it. The boy took another step towards the enemy. His brothers, they started urinating in their pajamas. Our brother is going to be killed. He took another step. And the Bible says when Goliath saw the boy, he pitied the boy. Because the boy was handsome. That's what the Bible says. And the cowboy touched her pocket, his pockets, and got a stone. You know, Jesus is a living stone. He's the rock of ages. So he got Jesus in the pocket and put the stone in the catapult. The catapult is the Holy Spirit. And started swinging the stone. And everybody was wondering, what is this boy doing? And the Goliath was wondering, what sort of weapon is this boy bringing? And the boy threw the stone went. And you know, Goliath was wearing an armor, it was only his face was the only one which was not protected. So he looked at what weapon this boy has sent. Akakant, this small thing, what is it about? So he positioned his head so that the stone will not hit a metal, it will hit this place that was bare. And you know, God will always respect the word which you speak in his name. So he said, since the boy has said, I will kill you, I am going to anoint him to kill. Since the boy has said, I will cut off his head, I am going to anoint him to cut off the head. Since he has said, he will kill all the armies of Philistine, I will kill them. And the stone went up to get the anointing of God. Once it came down like a cruise missile. Hit the man. The Bible says the stone entered and broke his skull, entered his brain, and the giant fell. Give a big hand clap to Jesus Christ. And when he fell, the boy didn't stop there. He still practiced his faith. He said, I have promised him that I will cut off his head. He ran, got a sword from this man's pocket. The sword had a pocket here. So he removed it and used his own weapon to cut off his head. And after cutting his head, he stood on his dead body and raised the head down, up. When he raised the head up and started the singing, Naavasa, I think if he was a Muchiga, he would sing Naavasa. All his brothers and all the armies of Israel
20,000 who were hiding, they knew now it was their time. They all came from their hiding places and went. And all the Philistines, they saw that their giant had fallen. They started running. And that day the Bible says it was a butcher. They butchered 25,000 people and left their bodies and plundered their camps and took over their cities. It was a great victory. And when he was coming, the women sang that Saul had killed thousands, but this cowboy had killed tens of thousands. And from that time, this boy became a hero. He became a champion because he had killed a champion. He became an empire builder because he created a very huge empire. He became a singer and a dancer. He composed psalms. Most of the book of Psalms is by him, and most of the songs is by him. And he wrote 3,000 proverbs. He prepared to build the temple of God. He became a famous man to the extent that his name appears 2,000 times in the Bible as a friend of God. And he became the grandfather of Jesus Christ. All the fear was gone and he became a great man. Tonight, I want to pray for you. And I want to sing that song which says, because he lives, all fear is what? Is gone. Because I know that he holds the future. Let every fear die. Allow God to hold the future. Hallelujah. When I reconciled with my father, and I reconciled with him, and he made me a heir at his household, I sang a song. Yebali Yesu, yebali kunduhura. Jesus Christ tonight can give you rest. He can deliver you from all the powers of darkness that have been hovering around your life. And he can set you free from every sin, every bondage, all those roots of fear, emirongotiona, where all networks of fear are coming from. Tonight I'm going to pray that God will release his anointing. And his anointing will break every yoke. And from here, you will become a courageous man like David, a courageous man like Elijah, a courageous man like Jehu, a courageous man like Joshua, a courageous woman like Esther, a courageous woman like Deborah. God is ready to use you if you can surrender your fear to him, and he will replace it with faith. Quitters never win, winners never quit. I want to challenge all of you to stand now, and we pray for you. I don't know if there are some of you who are here who are frightened. If you know you have a spirit of fear, just come over here, I pray for you. Today, you want to say enough is enough. Just come forward here. We are going to pray for you. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh, fear is gone. Because I know, oh, the future and life is worth a living just because he lives. Because he lives. Let it come from your heart. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Oh, fear is gone. Because I know. Life, I live in just because he lives. Personalize that song and raise up your hands and sing it again. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh, fear is gone.
After me, no holy name. Sing that. Go no tinchiti na,
tinchiti na.
No holy name,
no holy name.
Tinchiti na. Sing with me. Aha kuwa, ewa nyebembera. Magara kanje, kamuhimbise, uhurire. Magara kanje, kamuhimbise, uhurire. Togeza. Uhurire. Now, those who are singing in English, sing in English. Those who are singing in vernacular, sing in vernacular. One, three, go. No holy day. No holy day. No holy
day.
No holy day. No holy day. No holy day. I can say, come Holy
Spirit.
Release your power.
Release
your power.
Release
your anointing. Oh, God. Oh, God. My church. Worship you, Jesus. Give you praise. You are alive. You are alive. You are alive. Worship you, Jesus. We're fearing
God. Oh, fearing God.
Just raise your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for loving me unconditionally. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you for keeping me, for saving me, for restoring me. Blessed be your name. Tonight, I surrender my life to you, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I kindly ask you to forgive me every sin I committed against you. I have wounded your love because of fear. Forgive me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Come into my life, blessed Holy Spirit. Come into my life, Spirit of the living God. Come into my life, Spirit of power. Spirit of power. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And drive out every spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. From today, I declare I am yours and yours forever. My heart is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It's not a temple of fear. In the name of Jesus. And from today, every generational curse from my father's side and my mother's side, I cut myself off from all those covenants, all those curses in the name of Jesus. Every curse from my mother's side, from my father's side, 14 generations backwards, I denounce them. I cancel them. I cut myself off in the name of Jesus. Every curse from the sins I committed, every curse from my enemies, from witch doctors, I cut myself off and cancel it in the name of Jesus. I receive the blessing of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the blessing of God, which makes rich and adds no sorrow, in the name of Jesus. I declare tonight, I am blessed. I am no longer cursed, in the name of Jesus. And from today, every covenant of fear, I denounce you, in the name of Jesus. Every covenant made against me, made against my future, made against my life by witch doctors, I denounce it and cut myself off from those covenants. All the covenants by witch doctors, covenants of blood, and all the cuttings on my body, I denounce them. In the name of Jesus, I release myself on the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The covenant of Jesus, which was sealed by his blood. In the name of Jesus, and I reject all the terms of the covenants of demonic powers. In the name of Jesus, every covenant made against my photograph, I denounce you. Every covenant made against my hair, made against my clothes, I denounce you. Every covenant made when they dedicated my umbilical cord, I cut myself off from umbilical cord covenants and childhood dedications. I denounce you. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear, I denounce you today. In the name of Jesus, every decree, every proclamation, every vow, every word spoken against me that was bringing fear, spoken against my future,
spoken against my family, spoken against my education. I cancel those words. In the name of Jesus, I cancel those decrees. In the name of Jesus, I denounce them. In the name of the living God, I declare today, I am a victor, not a victim. I am a victor, not a victim. I am a success, not a failure. I declare today, I will succeed. I will be a great person. I will transform millions. I will travel nations. I will be a great person. In the name of Jesus. And every witchcraft against my body, through my mouth, through my nose, through my fingernails, through my ears, through my hair, through my clothes, every witchcraft which I stepped on, every witchcraft from the perfumes, from the photographs, every witchcraft from every corner, I render you powerless. In the name of Jesus, I release fire against you. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I am no longer bewitched. I no longer fear witchcraft, because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself, my studies, my future, my children and grandchildren and grand-grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. I build a wall of fire around myself to protect me from fear, from intimidation, from rejection and failure, in the name of Jesus. And you demons, today I belong to Jesus. You demons from the lakes, from the mountains, from the deserts, from the graves, from every corner, I denounce you. Get away from my life. In the name of Jesus, I denounce you. I reject you. In the name of Jesus, I now belong to Jesus, the Lion of Judah. I am hidden in the name of Jesus. Hidden in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering me. Give him a big clap. Hallelujah. I want you now to raise up your hands, your right hand, and I'm going to pray a prayer for you. And there are some of you who have been crying and crying. I don't know how many tears you have cried. You have been so frightened. Your heart is wounded. Some of you were raped. Some of you were molested when you were small children. Some of you come from very difficult homes, like my home. Some of you are still tormented. La tormenta, you are tormented by fear. Tormented by your family. Your heart is full of wounds and wounds and wounds and wounds. And even this evening you are bleeding. And you have asked yourself, why? This happened to me, this happened to me. I believe that God who picked me from pigs, dustbins, and made me a man again, hatigariho. His power is still available tonight. And some of you have been having dreams and dreams of these animals, and you have been tortured by polygamy, tortured mentally. Come, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is here tonight to heal you. Some of you have been having sex with demons. Some of you have been walking on witchcraft. You know you are bewitched. Mizimu nejane kurumbanya chiro ne kunigani gani nda kuita amani gumushu ni gariga hichirichi otiro norugwana nenugwara. You have been sick, suffered and tortured by witchcraft. You are frightened of death. Jesus is here to heal you tonight. You've been tortured by rejection. You were rejected when you were a child. They have segregated against you because you are a girl or because of something like that. Rejection everywhere you go. The Spirit of God is here to deliver you from the spirit of rejection and bitterness and anger. Some of you don't talk with your parents. Their relationship is so bad. You have prayed for them to die. You desire you are an orphan and you are cared by compassion. Some of you are still walking under the pain of rape and defilement and incest. Karamakasa. Come, Lord Jesus. You are gripped with shame. Everywhere you go, you are shamed. You remember the shame that has been hovering around you. Some of you people have been mocking you and mocking you. Everywhere you go, you are mocked and you hate yourself. And some of you, you may be suicidal. You want to commit suicide. I don't know how many tears you have cried. Everybody seems to be against you. Tonight is your night. And some of you are tortured by demons. The demons come and attack you every night. You are attacked. Your health is attacked. Your education is attacked. You entered senior one when you are doing very well. You have been going down and down and down. Ebirogo bw'enje bwabimaraho. Ebirogo byakuhindura busha, byakuhindura situmbafu. Tonight we want to declare war on every witchcraft that has been hovering around your life. Some of you people have spoken lies against you. They have crushed your self-esteem. You look yourself, you are a grasshopper. They have crushed your self-esteem. You are so crushed. Some of you, the hope you had in some people, they have let you down. You have lost your parents. You have lost some people who would help you. You are so frightened of the future. Blessed Holy Spirit, you are the comforter. You are the one who wipes away tears from those who have been crying. Blessed Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Feel these hearts that are bleeding. These hearts that are bleeding, that are wounded. Come, Blessed Holy Spirit. Touch. Touch. Touch every heart that has been bleeding and crying all the time. Come, Blessed Holy Spirit, tonight is your night to heal them. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every curse upon your life that has been following you. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Every curse from your family that has been following you everywhere you go, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. The curse of failure, the curse of vagabondism, the curse of immorality, the curse of alcohol, the curse of poverty, the curse of sickness. I cancel every curse of rejection, every curse of failure, every curse that has been hovering around your life. I cancel it tonight. In the name of Jesus, every curse on your home, every curse on your family, that you are ashamed of your family, I release fire on every demon that has been hovering around your family. Emizimu yona, ishumuro muriro, umuriro, 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 emisimuyona erumbira makagani ekarumba magaragao ekarumbo kushoma kwao. There is fire on every witchcraft against your life. I release fire in the name of Jesus. Every demon, you demons, you marine spirits that have been attacking people and having sex with them, I release fire against in the name of Jesus. I cancel every covenant made against your life, every covenant made against your future. Nishumurumuriro oksiza endagano zona mwizina gaisi. Every word spoken against your life, I release fire to consume it in the name of Jesus. I cancel every word spoken against you. I cancel every word spoken against your future in the name of Jesus. I render powerless every witchcraft through your mouth. I render it powerless. Every witchcraft in your stomach, I command you to vomit it now in the name of Jesus. Come out through the mouth. Come out through the nose. Every witchcraft that has been perfecting you, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release fire. Fire of God. Fire of God on every witchcraft in your body. Every witchcraft in your mental canal. Every witchcraft of headaches that have been following you. I release fire against every power against your menstruation period. I release fire against your any demon, against your education. You demons that have attacked people, that have attacked their education, I release fire against poverty. You demons of poverty that have affected people, they are not studying well. I release fire against every demon of vagabondism moving from place to place. Imbahemba homulilo. Imbahemba homulilo. Mwizina gayesu. Imbahemba homulilo. Emizimu ya bishoka. Emizimu ya bishoka. Njihemba homulilo. Emizimu ya bishoka. Njihemba homulilo. Emizimu ya mga. Emizimu ya kapa. Njihemba homulilo. Mwizina gayesu. Njihemba homulilo. Mwizina gayesu. Chenda hudezo. Chenda mungahu. Chenda mungahu. Chenda mungahu. Chenda. Chenda mungahu. Chenda. Jenda mungahu. Mwizina gayesu. Chenda mungahu. Chenda. Chenda. Jenda. Chenda, Yamuso Chenda, Rugamusfla, Yamuso Chenda, Rugamusfla, 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 then, with Talimugalka, Chenda, who can do, Talimugalka, Mr. Negus, Chenda, who can do, Talimugalka, Sumuru Murillo, Womurillo, Oxley the Madagascar, Oxley the Madagascar, Sumuru Murillo, Oxley the Madagascar, a man of Gabism, a man of Gabatress, a man of Gabalance, a man of Gabalance. Amani Gabiroko, Sirila, Sirila, Mizumuya Kappa, Sirila, Sirila, you will stand and stand. Amen, Bazaka Galama, Amen, Bazaka Galama, Sirila, Amizumuya Kagalam, Sirila, Zumuya Muruman, Sirila, Amizumuya Bahesi, Sirila, Zumuya Kona, Sirila, Fire, Fire of God. Fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of God against the name of Jesus. The man Gabiroko, Sirila, the man Gabiroko, Sirila, the Mahembe never stress, Sirila, Mizumu Munyanja, Sirila, the Mizumu Mburunga, Yasoro, the Mburunga, Sirila, the Mizumu Yamun, Kamba Homuru, Chenda, Chenda Freedom Shoes, Chenda Freedom Shoes, Zawajen. Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out of her! Come out of her! Come out of her! Come out! Come out of her! Come out of her! Come out of her! Come out! In the name of Jesus,
I release fire against it. Fire of God. The 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 fire of God against it. The fire of God against it. The name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Gender. Scream and live. 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 Yamuzochend. 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 Kuhemba homuliro. Kuhemba homuliro. Kuhemba homuliro. Kuhemba homuliro. Ebiroko. Kuhemba homuliro. Kuhemba homuliro. Give me one. Kuhemba homuliro. Kuhemba homuliro. Kuchenda kukazi. Chenda. Chenda talimbala kwa mbili. Kuhemba homuliro. Kuhemba homuliro. Kuhemba homuliro. The name of Jesus. Mana gasta. Mana gabiro. Mana gabiro kumise. Mana gamisi. Mana gama. Rather than you powers. I rather you powers. I rather you powers. In the name of Jesus. Ezra witchcraft. Ezra witchcraft. Ezra witchcraft. From Ezra corner. Ezra fear. From Ezra corner. I rather you powers. Ezra witchcraft. I rather you powers. Emizimu. Emizimu. Emizimu mchende. Mchende wa chwezi na mwanafi. Mchende mchende. Havaranji mchende. Mchende mchende. Chenda muruga. Chenda muruga. The name of Jesus. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. In the name of Jesus. 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 Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. Receive the healing. Receive the anointing. The name of Jesus. 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 Receive the anointing. Receive the anointing. The anointing of God. The anointing of God. The anointing of God. The anointing of God. Fire of God. The name of Jesus. Receive the anointing of God upon your life. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Receive the anointing of God. Receive the anointing of God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Release your anointing. Your anointing of power. Your anointing of power. In the name of Jesus. Release the anointing. The anointing of Elijah. The anointing of Elijah. Release your anointing. The anointing of Esther. Release your anointing. The anointing of Habakkuk. Release your anointing. The anointing of Moses. Release your power. In the name of Jesus. Kurugalizawa. Omwizina ga Yesu. Yachira muliro. Yachira muliro. Yachira muliro. Yachira muliro kwa mkama. Yachira muliro. Receive the fire of God. Yachira muliro. Yachira muliro. Omuliro kwa mkama. Yachira muliro. Kusiriza miroko. Yachira muliro. Kusiriza manwa. Yachira muliro. Kusiriza manga stand. Yachira muliro. Kuyachira miroko. Yachira muliro kwa mkama. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Yachira kuchira kwa. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Alagwa ile nwara. Yachira. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Who died and rose again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Baptize them with your fire. Baptize them with your anointing. Release your gifts today. Release freedom. 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 Freedom in their lives. Freedom in their homes. Freedom in the name of Jesus. Release your freedom in the name of Jesus. Release your joy. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord upon your life. The joy of the Lord
upon your studies, the joy of the Lord upon your family, the joy of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Receive your blessing in the name of Jesus, who died and rose again. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. 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 The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus upon your studies. The blood of Jesus upon your studies. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus upon your family. The blood of Jesus upon your children. The blood of Jesus upon your health. The blood of Jesus upon your life. The blood of Jesus. 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 They build a wall of fire around you in the name of Jesus. Wall of fire around you in the name of Jesus. To protect you, to encourage you, and to empower you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray that the peace of the Lord be released upon you. The peace of the Lord be released upon you. The peace of the Lord be released upon your studies. The peace of the Lord be released upon your family. The peace of the Lord be released upon you from tonight. The joy of the Lord be released upon you from tonight. In the name of Jesus, receive your blessing, which makes rich and adds no sorrow. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. We worship you because you are a wonder-working God. Your power is beyond every power. Your joy is beyond every joy. Your victory is beyond every victory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come down, Lord. Come, Jesus. I surrender them to you. Take over every mind. Take over every soul. Take over every spirit. Take over every body. Take over, Lord. Let your will be done and your kingdom come. We give you thanks and give you praise. Anointing of the Lord come down. Amen.
Let the anointing of the Lord come down. Let the anointing of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the anointing of the Lord come down. Let the
anointing of the Lord
come down. Amen. Let the anointing of the Lord come down. Let the anointing of
I believe that God has begun a revolution tonight. He's begun a revolution tonight. God has begun a revolution tonight. Your hearing is on your door. In the name of Jesus. Genda! Genda Murugo! Come again! Scream and leave in the name of Jesus. You release fire against you. The fire of God. Upon you in the name of Jesus. We bind you and all your powers, and all the witchcraft. Come out of her. Come out. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out. Come out of her. Through the mouth, come out. Through the nose, come out. Come out of her. Come out of her life right now. You have tormented her for a long time. Genda. Genda kuruka risoko. Karimuka rukao. Rizoa ya kurukao. Genda. Mani kebiroko. Silira. Mani kebicheno. Silira. Mani genda gano. So na last time. Silira. Nibi wa lidi, nibi wa nui. Bicheno kuruka risoko. Himwe mizimu mwe yarufu. Hiri kuenda kuita mwana. Mukafa. 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 Haba huli leti bine kapati na mafi. Mujene murugo kuruka risoko. Izoba murugo tachiri wanyu. Tachiri wanyu mujende. Tachiri wanyu mujende. Izoba yabuwa mukama. The name of Jesus. We see how is the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. We release healing. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. And I declare tonight that the time of shame